Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Canto 1, Chapter 4, The Appearance of Sri Narada. Today we'll be speaking from text number 3. Before we start, if everyone can just take a look at the deities for a moment. Focus in on something that really caught your eye this morning. Okay? So, try to remember that during the day today, whether it be the garlands, whether it be the turbans, whether it be the crowns, whether it be something, and stay fixed on that during the day today. And someone may approach you and ask you, what do you remember that was unique about the deities this morning? And then you can share that with them. Okay, thank you. Kasmin yuge pavriteyam. Kasmin yuge pavriteyam. Staneva kena hetuna. Kuta sancho dita Krishna kritavan samhitam muni kasmin yuge pavitrayam staneva kena hetuna. Kuta sancho dita Krishna kritavan samhita muni kasmin yuge pavrityenam. Staneva kena hetuna kuta sancho dita Krishna kritavan samhita muni kasmin yuge savitayam. Saneva kena hetuna, kena hetuna, kuta socho dita Krishna, kritavan samhita muni. Someone else, please. Kasmin yuge pavitayam.
Krishna Amuni Kasmin
Staneva kena hetuna. Kutas chodita Krishna. Krittavan samhita muni. Ladies, please. Min yuge pavitrenyam. Amis katrina. Taksa chodita Krishna. Krittavan samhita muni. Kasmin yuge pavitrenyam. Saneva kitina yidina. Samhita Muni, Kasmin, in which, Yuge, period, Pavrita was begun, Iyam, this, Stane, in the place, Va, or, Kena, on what? Hetuna, ground. Kuta, where from? Sanchodita, inspired by. Krishna, Krishna, by Payana Vyas. Krittavan, compiled. Samhitam, Vedic literature. Muni, the learned. Translation. In what period and at what place was this first begun? And why was this taken up? From where did Krishna Vaipayana Vyas, the great sage, get the inspiration to compile this literature? Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Because Srimad Bhagavatam is the special contribution of Srila Vyasadeva, there are so many inquiries by the learned Shanaka Muni. It is known to him that Srila Vyasadeva had already explained the text of the Vedas in various ways up to the Mahabharata for the understanding of less intelligent women, Shudras, and fallen members of the family of twice-born men. Srimad Bhagavatam is transcendental to all of them, because it has nothing to do with anything mundane. So the inquiries are very intelligent and relevant. Om Gyanatamidandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshu Umilitam Jaina Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. This philosophy of Krishna consciousness, as spoken by Srila Vyasadeva, and as it's come down in the Parampara to Srila Prabhupada, who has translated the Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, etc. These are very, very special literatures. Interesting how Srila Prabhupada says the Srimad Bhagavatam is a special contribution of Srila Vyasadeva. There are many people that I've spoken to who had challenges in school, reading English, speaking English. And by studying Srila Prabhupada's books, by reading the Srimad Bhagavatam, have become very wonderful speakers. Their vocabulary has increased immensely. And as I read Srimad Bhagavatam, I don't want to use myself as an example, but I'm going to, because reading Srila Prabhupada's books has directly affected me. I myself, when I was in school, was always reading behind my grade level. I took speech classes. I was about 2 or 3 levels behind where I was at in school. My vocabulary was very poor. I stuttered. I couldn't speak very clearly. And after so many years of reading Srila Prabhupada's books and taking to the process of Krishna consciousness, I'm amazed at what it's done for me. And I'm sure everyone here can say to themselves and others what it's done for them. Inquiries. There are so many inquiries, as Srila Prabhupada writes here in the purport. The living entity, in the human form of life, has that unique ability to be able to inquire into the knowledge of the Absolute. This is all about questions. Arjuna had so many questions. We have so many questions. When people first come here to Krishna consciousness, when they first visit the temple, everyone is there asking questions. So many questions. And Srila Prabhupada's books, the Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, has all the answers. We don't need to turn elsewhere for the knowledge of the Absolute. We don't have to turn elsewhere. Srila Prabhupada has this all in his books. And people who come in contact with Srila Prabhupada's books, with the Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Bhagavad Gita, once they inquire a little bit, they want more and more and more. I had someone approach me last week. She noticed I had neck beads on. She caught me totally by surprise. She said, "Do you think you can get me a science of self-realization?" Totally unexpected. She also said, "I'm also interested in Srimad Bhagavatam." So, this is inquiring into knowledge of the Absolute. In the morning, we hear the birds chirping. Or maybe you hear the crows, but you hear birds chirping. And they're asking, "Where is food? Where is food?" Or for those of you that have young children, "Where is food? Where is breakfast?" So everyone is asking, where is something? And so here we are, we see here the sages of Namisharanya, Srila Vyasadeva. People are asking him questions. So we too should follow in the footsteps of all these acharyas. We should follow in the footsteps of these examples, inquiring, ask questions. In fact, in the Nectar of Instruction, Rupa Goswami writes that there are six symptoms of love shared by devotees. So inquiring confidentially is one of the six symptoms of love that devotees share. So this word inquiring is a very important word. Now, the spiritual master. It seems, in the case of Srila Prabhupada, when we're reading Bhagavad Gita, so many times I remember reading for the first time Bhagavad Gita, I would have a question that would come up that Srila Prabhupada would write something. He would say something, and then I thought of a question. And in the next sentence, the next couple of sentences, Srila Prabhupada would answer that question that I had in my mind. So approaching the spiritual master, having a spiritual master, there's Diksha Guru and Shiksha Guru. So we have different gurus. And to approach those here in the community and asking questions, or when an exalted, advanced devotee, Vaishnava, visits, or if we're in India where so many advanced devotees are there, we inquire from them. These are spiritual masters. So there are so many different spiritual masters that we can ask questions of. Tadvidi paripate na pariprasnena sevaya upadekshantite ganam gananas tatvadarshana. Krishna tells Arjuna, just try to learn the truth by approaching a spiritual master. Oh, here's this word again. Inquire. Inquire from him submissively and render service unto him. The self-realized souls can impart knowledge unto you because they have seen the truth. Purport. This is Bhagavad Gita, 4th chapter, Transcendental Knowledge, text number 34. The path of spiritual realization is undoubtedly difficult. The Lord therefore advises us to approach a bona fide spiritual master in the line of disciplic succession from the Lord himself. No one can be a bona fide spiritual master without following this principle of disciplic succession. The Lord is the original spiritual master, and a person in the disciplic succession can convey the message of the Lord as it is to his disciple. No one can be spiritually realized by manufacturing his own process, as is the fashion of the foolish pretenders. The Bhagavatam 6.3.19 says, Dharma tu shakshat bhagavat pranitam. The path of religion is directly enunciated by the Lord. Therefore, mental speculation or dry arguments cannot help lead one to the right path. So it's important in the line of the disciplic succession coming from Krishna, to understand, to learn this philosophy, to learn who is Krishna. Who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Because there is no mental speculation here. Everything that we're reading here, all these purports, the texts, this ultimately is, it's all coming from Krishna. One has to approach a bona fide spiritual master to receive the knowledge. Such a spiritual master should be accepted in full surrender, and one should serve the spiritual master like a menial servant without false prestige. satisfaction of the self-realized spiritual master is the secret of advancement in spiritual life. So it's important to serve the devotee, to serve the Vaishnav, to serve the spiritual master. We serve the spiritual master by serving the devotees. By serving the devotees, by serving the spiritual master, we're serving Krishna. So this is the satisfaction of the self-realized spiritual master, is the secret. Satisfaction of the self-realized spiritual master is the secret of advancement in spiritual life. Inquiries, there's the word again, inquiries and submission constitute the proper combination for spiritual understanding. So it's important to have submissive inquiries. Not that we inquire and then we argue about the answer. It's okay to question it, but not to argue. Unless there is submission and service, inquiries from the learned spiritual master will not be effective. So we have our morning program. We chant Hare Krishna. We chant in kirtan. We serve the deities. We take prasadam. And serving devotees, serving the Vaishnavas is very important. So sometimes we're asked to step up and surrender to something because an authority or senior devotee is asking, please, can you do this? And if we do that, if we just, okay, I don't maybe feel like doing this, but I do it anyway, it's amazing the bliss that we can feel. We get a real taste for surrendering. That is the secret, is surrender. And as we surrender, Krishna ultimately rewards us. Krishna says, as they surrender unto me, I reward them accordingly. Sometimes we may not feel inclined to play kartels in kirtan. Or even this morning, I didn't feel inclined to play mridanga. But I must admit, it was pretty ecstatic. That was a really ecstatic kirtan. Advaita Prabhu, he stepped up to the plate because there was no one to cook breakfast today. Our cook got stuck in Mexico, won't be back till tonight or tomorrow. So breakfast needed to be cooked. So when you see him, you'll thank him for a nice breakfast. Devotees, they're surrendering. Look how gorgeous the deities look this morning. Look at all of you. You're all surrendering your lives. We all can be doing something else, but you're choosing to come here. Even those of you that are listening on the internet or in your cars today, you could be listening to music. You can be listening to non-devotional music and singing to that going down the 405, but instead you're listening to Bhagavatam class. So this is a surrender. So inquiring seems to be a very important word because it's come across from several of the readings many times. So inquiring into the knowledge of the Absolute, asking questions, it's very important. And asking questions, sincere questions, is actually a sign of intelligence. One must be able to pass the test of the spiritual master. And when he sees the genuine desire of the disciple, he automatically blesses the disciple with genuine spiritual understanding. In this verse, both blind following and absurd inquiries are condemned. Not only should one hear submissively from the spiritual master, but one must also get a clear understanding from him in submission and service and inquiries. So if we don't understand something, it's perfectly okay to ask for elaboration. It's perfectly okay to ask questions. A bona fide spiritual master is by nature very kind towards the disciple. Therefore, when the student is submissive and is always ready to render service, the reciprocation of knowledge and inquiries becomes perfect. So we may not have, after we inquire, we may get an answer, or we would get an answer, but we may not totally understand or have a realization of what was being told. But as time goes on, as we chant Hare Krishna, as we carefully chant our 16 rounds every day, as we follow the regulative principles, as we're very careful to control the mind, to engage in devotional service, to serve the Vaishnavas, to worship the deities, to chant ecstatically in kirtan, to eat Krishna prasadam, then all of a sudden we get a realization. We start to see things a little bit differently. The vision starts to change, and we start to see things in a different way. So this is the mercy of the spiritual master. And we're following a bona fide spiritual master in Srila Prabhupada. And Srila Prabhupada is being very kind to us. One thing I was thinking, when I think in terms of Srila Prabhupada being very kind to us, because the Srimad Bhagavatam is a special contribution of Srila Vyasadeva, Srila Prabhupada has translated all these books for us. Imagine without these books where we would be, where anyone would be. And these books are just going all over the world. And you never know where they're going to end up. You're never going to know whose hand they're going to end up in. So we have a very special day coming up in December. Let me check my calendar here. It's December the 16th. So that's a few weeks away. And this is, what is it, World Enlightenment Day? So we have lots of Bhagavad Gitas that we're going to be distributing. What is the number that we're going to be distributing again, please? How many? 100,000? All right, we're going for 20,000. And that can be done. Just like when Srila Prabhupada asked the devotees to print the Chaitanya Charitamritas in just a few months' time. And devotees were like, how can we do that? Imagine that. But Srila Prabhupada was giving the devotees the ability to do it. And this is very pleasing to Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada is very pleased when devotees are preaching his message. So anyone can distribute a book. Anyone can. And remember, the more no's means more yeses. So that's a date we should really focus on, distributing Srila Prabhupada's books. And just imagine how happy Srila Prabhupada is with us. And if you don't know how to distribute a book or want to increase your skills, there's many devotees here that can give you the lines, so to speak, or can give you some tools to do it. I know Vaishasika Prabhu, he has on YouTube, he has all kinds of classes that he's given. So you can always pull that up and you can study what he is saying. But the main thing is, if you're convinced, you can convince others. So if one is convinced, they can convince others. This is the medicine. And again, this special contribution of Srila Vyasadeva for the fallen souls of Kali Yuga is, this is the medicine right here. This will help one to understand how to overcome the cycle of that janma mrityu, jara vyadi, that birth, death, old age, and disease. So, we can stop here. See if anybody has any additions or questions they'd like to ask. Okay. I hope everyone has a wonderful day in Krishna consciousness, and I want to thank you all for coming and listening to Srimad Bhagavatam class today. Hare Krishna. Thank you.